This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meanwhile, vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why you hit the play button. He's an embarrassment. You're a $500 million quarterback. You've made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool, hanging out with us, 60-year-olds, okay? My skin's flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something. Yeah, I'm sure he's worked out and strengthened his arm and he's done all kinds of different things, quarterback things, but there's no training to this man. I don't understand it. He's not a kid anymore.
Woo, Kevin. Kevin Keatsman, radio host, morning radio host in Kansas City, 95.7. Just woke up on July 8th deciding, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to go scorched earth on Patrick Mahomes. This is a person who is on the air in Kansas City, not Cincinnati or here or, you know, and the other places Kansas City's beaten, which is a lot of them. He's calling him out for having a dad bod. If that's even true, I haven't seen these photos he's talking about. I did see a comment about Mahomes saying he doesn't eat well. And that's what he's jumping on. But to call him an embarrassment. Holy cow. Listen, when Josh Allen a couple years ago went on with what was it? Was it Bussin' with the Boys? What was the one is that the Taylor Luan podcast? And Josh Allen talked about, you know, being, you know, in line late at night for fast food. Like, nobody went after him for that. And he doesn't even have Super Bowls. Mahomes has three in his own market there, at least one person in his own market. Calling him an embarrassment? Is that a greater level of disrespect than the Warren Sharp rankings from yesterday that I'm about to get to? It probably is. Right? There's no greater level of disrespect, I think, than calling you out for not training, for eating poorly. I did see a follow-up from Keatsman. I think that's how you pronounce the last name. K-I-E-T-Z-M-A-N. He tweeted, after the fact, a defense of his commentary, which is, it's all in the context of chasing down Tom Brady. He talks about Tom Brady a little bit later in that segment on how Brady, you know, what did Brady do? Brady didn't drink beer. Brady didn't eat strawberries, or like the dude wouldn't put any, like, very calculated in his 30s and into his 40s on his nutrition and his workout and whatever. And he's comparing him to Brady because He wants Mahomes to chase down Brady as the GOAT. And he compared Mahomes instead to going down the path of Ben Roethlisberger, who got... I don't think he made it any better. I think he was trying to add context to defend his position to say, guys, oh, this is not that big a deal. This is not a big hot take. And then he compared him to Ben Roethlisberger, who I think everybody kind of knows got really out of shape at the end of his career. Like, really out of shape. And said he doesn't want him to become that. A guy who won big as a young player and then just got big, is his commentary on that.
This just proves that Chiefs fans are spoiled. Like, just take away Mahomes for a year and see how you feel. Take him away. See what
spoiled
happens.
Spoiled is one way to put it, or... I don't know. I don't know what to make of that story, because I don't think Chiefs fans in general are mad at Patrick Mahomes because he's out of shape and he's not taking this seriously or blaming his last 2 years on it, right? Like, his last 2 years, I brought up the stats on Monday. He's 24th in the league in passer rating and 25th in yards per attempt in the last two seasons combined. Like, he's not been a very efficient quarterback for 2 years now. I attribute that more to the pieces around him, though. He's had a poor offensive line. He hasn't had the greatest run game. He hasn't had the greatest receivers, as being a bigger reason for that. Although Josh Allen has had some of those issues and still won MVP. But to come after him on nutrition and training... Yeah, is it spoiled? What it is, they're just focusing on Brady. Is that what it is? They're focused on Brady. They're chasing ghosts. That LeBron said that once upon a time after he won his third title in Miami, or maybe it was the one he won against Golden State. At some point, he made a comment about, maybe it was after he won his third with the Heat, or second with the Heat, about chasing ghosts. That, like, the league, he almost felt like he was above the league at some point because he'd done so much winning and he made the finals like 10 years in a row, and he was chasing Jordan, is what he was saying. And maybe that's the attitude Kansas City has right now. They have beaten the Bills 4 times. I wouldn't be offended if they didn't take the Bills as a threat seriously. I think the Bills are going to beat them this year in the regular season, and I tend to think they won't meet in the playoffs. And the Bills will go further than them. But I would completely understand why a Chiefs fan wouldn't be worried about them. I understand why they wouldn't be worried about the Ravens. They've beaten them in the playoffs. Big games, big spots. The Bengals would be the team that you might still respect because that's the one team that has beaten you. And they are kind of down and they're not really paying money to their team. And the defense looks like it's terrible. And who knows if they'll even make the playoffs. So what are their sights on? Their sights probably are on Mahomes catching Brady and Andy Reid catching Belichick, right? Is this a little window into how they view things? That they're not viewing them as... It's us against the Ravens. It's us against the Bills. It's us against the Patriots dynasty. That's who they're competing with. I know if I were there, that's how I would be thinking. It's hard to put yourself in those shoes, though, when you don't really know what it would be like to have won 3.
Would that mindset be different if they had beaten Brady the year the Bucs won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's always going to be... Sure, yeah. I mean, lost to Brady in the AFC Championship game and then in the Super Bowl. So Brady has beaten Mahomes and the Chiefs twice in big playoff spots, and he did it in his 40s. But either way, like, I don't think that would stop you from thinking there's still an avenue for Mahomes to pass him. And that is the whole source of this insane take by this guy. That's the source of it, is he's even saying it. I want you to catch Brady. That's why I'm coming after you on your training and your weight, because you're becoming Ben Roethlisberger. I don't know. It is a crazy, crazy take. That I think is the greater Mahomes disrespect from yesterday. Here's the one that I am more here for, because I'm not into the body shaming of it and whatever. That's over the line. you could say. The guy's going to get crucified for the next 24 hours, so don't need me to say it. Mahomes on Warren Sharp's quarterback tiers last year, or last night. Warren Sharp looking at, based on expected performance in 2025, and he goes into all 38 quarterbacks that he could see starting this season. There's a lot of Browns quarterbacks, a couple of Saints quarterbacks, a couple of Colts quarterbacks, how you get to 38. So he's got an S-plus tier, which I guess is superstar plus, an A-plus tier, A, B, C, D, F. His superstar plus tier, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, and Jaden Daniels. Done. No Patrick Mahomes, no Joe Burrow. They are in the next tier, A+. So now this is a more debatable and friendly conversation about Mahomes being disrespected than the previous one. His being in the A+ tier, I think what is kind of easy to see, though, when you look at this list immediately, is the value that Warren is putting into the ability to run and what you can create from a pass play, but also what you can create from a run play. Mahomes, and Burrow to a lesser extent, can extend pass plays, and they can run a little bit of a rushing threat. Mahomes a little bit more than Burrow. But neither one of those guys is taking off on fourth and one the way Josh Allen did against the Chiefs. When the play call was wrong and Spagnuolo had disguised, I think it was man coverage for zone coverage on that fourth and one, and the Bills thought that there was man coming, and Josh took off anyway and not only got the first down, ran through their secondary and got the touchdown. In that same instance where play call's wrong, Mahomes or Burrow might make a quick pass, might extend the play a little bit, and throw the ball and get a first. Neither one of them are scoring a touchdown on that play, at least not by running. And that could be the big difference here, because I don't know how you get to Jalen Hurts being above Mahomes or Burrow. I know he won the Super Bowl, and he has performed really well in the Super Bowl. But if it's not for the rushing, I don't think you can argue realistically. See, my brother says about this at 8 o'clock, Locked On Eagles. I don't think there's a real argument that Jalen Hurts is as good as Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. I don't think there is. Daniels, that's a tough one because it's just so new. The argument on Burrow or Mahomes would just be that they've gone farther, that they have accomplished more. And that's not usually how I would do it. I would do it based on just how good were you. I don't care about, you know, if your team won when you weren't performing at your best, which I feel like has been a few of these Kansas City playoff games in the last couple of years. Jackson and Allen, it's definitive. They have been more efficient. They have been more dangerous. They have not turned the ball over as much in the last two seasons as Mahomes has. So here's another recognition of that. But then with Burrow on that same tier, that's where I kind of, you lose me a little bit, because Burrow just had a statistical season. And if we're going by the regular season production and a little bit of the playoff production as well, Jackson's let you down a little bit. Burrow's going to the Super Bowl. So I know he's saying, though, expected production in 2025 is the basis of this. But what would Burrow's expected production be? Because his defense still, I think, is going to be really bad. And that led to last year his leading the league in completions, passing yards, passing touchdowns, yards per game. He was great. He put up monster numbers. Why is that going to be any different this year? Doesn't mean they'll win. Doesn't mean they will win the division. Doesn't mean they'll even make the playoffs. But why is he not going to put up video game numbers this year passing the ball? I don't think their defense got much better. So Burrow being on the same tier as Mahomes, that's where I kind of conclude it has to be about the rushing. And he writes about that a little bit. What he writes about Josh Allen, if you're interested, Warren Sharp, is that over 5% of his passes have been touchdowns for five straight seasons. Josh Allen is the only quarterback in the NFL who can make that claim. Top two in total on-field production for five straight seasons. Last year, he posted his best season since 2020 in yards per attempt, yards per completion, interception rate, sack rate. And he ran for 531 yards and 12 touchdowns. That's what Warren's got on Josh Allen. When you get to Mahomes, 2024 featured career lows, kind of the opposite of Allen for this, career lows in yards per attempt, yards per game, career low 26 passing touchdowns, career high 30% of passes thrown behind the line of scrimmage, career high 36 sacks taken, 108 hits taken. It's a tough year. Statistically, it was a tough year. Does this make it all the more frustrating that Mahomes got to the Super Bowl? Burrow put up crazy passing numbers. Allen was as efficient as he ever has been. Jackson put up bigger numbers than both of them. He had the passing and the rushing combined. And Mahomes had career worst numbers. Career lows at all of these different important categories. And he waltzed right into the Super Bowl. Anyways, connects to a conversation we had earlier in the week about the one seed. It really helps when you only had to beat the Bills. You got no week one opponent, and you got to play Houston in week two. That was the luck of getting the one seed and then capitalizing on the ease of the path. And the Bills just, you know, we could dive back into that game. Is this a crazy idea? We were 2 weeks away from training camp. I thought about doing this yesterday. Maybe I'll do it tonight. Thought about just watching that whole game back. Owen just made a face. Do you think it's a poor idea? And watch the whole Bills-Chiefs AFC Championship game back. Got to learn something, right? What do we remember? We remember a lot about the last drive of that game. We remember the QB sneak. We remember James Cook scoring one of the most incredible touchdowns I've ever seen.
I remember being in here to do the post-game stream.
Uh-huh.
And that touchdown happening, the Cook touchdown happening, and thinking, oh, like this is, I've never felt this way ever about my sports team. I've never felt this excited about it. And then just the immediate, that was a heavy night in here.
I remember it feeling like it was getting away from them. And then when Allen threw a perfect pass to Mac Hollins at the end of the first half for a touchdown, and like he was not open.
No.
It was a rainbow over the top right in Hollins' hands. When he threw that pass, I thought, all right, this is the legacy game for him. Right. And he's had those, and they've lost them anyway.
Yeah.
And he was good, even great. But just, you know, it always ends up finding a way to not go their way. 803-0550 is the phone number. Speaking of Joe Burrow and quarterback rankings, the new quarterback documentary that came out, it's making me like Burrow a little bit more. There's a clip circulating from it. I think it's in the second episode. This is quarterback on Netflix with Burrow, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins. I want to play the clip of Burrow when we come back. He comes off as this calm, cool, collected guy. It reminded me of the McDavid clip last year from the Amazon documentary, there's so many of these, on the NHL, where McDavid, who's always so quiet and, you know, doesn't come off as this, like, loud, rah-rah guy. There's a clip of him in the Stanley Cup Final screaming at his teammates. Screaming at them, top of his lungs. And here's Joe Burrow, who I also wouldn't have thought of in a way of, well, this dude is, you know, psycho competitor. There's a clip of him in the Titans game last year where it's like, wow, this guy is, you know, he's taking a win hard. Play that for you when we come back here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The penalty train rolls on.
What the f*** are we doing, man? Wake the f*** up! F***ing mental mistakes all day!
Way to finish the day. That's a great drive to finish it. I know it's a frustrating,
embarrassing performance by us.
I'm
embarrassing.
And listen, we'll address it. We'll address it, but at the same time, let's enjoy some
wins that. Again. We sucked today. Okay. That was embarrassing.
Okay.
We jumped off sides 8 times.
I know that.
You know, I understand that we won the game and we want to be happy that we won the game, but at the same time, when things aren't good enough, I'm not going to act like they were.
That is Joe Burrow. Little window into what he's like, which is they won a game on the road against Tennessee. His coach, they apparently had taken a bunch of penalties, very sloppy game. And this is from the quarterback documentary on Netflix. His coach, Zach Taylor, comes over to him to be like, hey, way to battle through it type of message. And Burrow is just laying into him. Like, no, we shouldn't accept that. And like, that was a terrible game. Like, treated almost like a loss. And there were two takeaways for me. One, I like that kind of stuff from these athletes and these competitors because that is the stuff you don't get to see. That's the stuff you don't hear in the press conference. Because what will Burrow do? He'll go up in the press conference and he'll say they played well and, you know, he'll cover all that up. He won't tell you what he's really thinking, which is, I think we stunk today. Unless I'm wrong. Maybe Burrow said in that press conference, you know, something different. That was a window into what he's really like. So I like that. But the other thing I thought about the Bengals is if that's Joe Burrow's standard, not only getting wins, getting ugly wins, not being satisfactory, if that's how he is in a game like that, what is his attitude when he sees his team not putting in all the resources that it could be to winning the Super Bowl? Because it would strike me that if he's upset like that after his team doesn't perform well in a win, then when his team is kind of, you know, putting in a cheap effort to keeping some of their star players, I think he would, you know, tear up an office, maybe. And right now, Cincinnati, we talked a little bit about them last segment because Burrow and Warren Sharp's rankings is on the second tier. I might put him on the first tier. But he has a team that finally did pay Chase and Higgins, and they have some consequences for that. Like, the cap hit on Higgins is a lot higher than it really should be because they waited so long, and the way they structured it isn't the way, like, the Bills structure things, which is you get that cap hit really low right away and you spread the money out so you can get rid of it in a couple of years if it doesn't go well. The Bengals, like, paying all this money up front, like, it's just very strange. Not only is their defense expected to be poor this year again, Football Insights put together a composite ranking, which is like a combination of PFF and FTN and Warren Sharp's site, Football Analysis. Put them all together for offensive line. Who's got the best offensive lines in the NFL? Who's got the worst? The Bills, if you're interested, according to this, have the sixth best offensive line in football, only behind Minnesota, Detroit, Tampa, Denver, and Philadelphia. Second worst offensive line in football, according to this, the Bengals. Bad defense, terrible offensive line. And if they miss the playoffs again, or, you know, they just go out really quickly, or maybe they make the playoffs and it just doesn't look good, Burrow, I wonder how aggressive he would be with the owner or the general manager. We see right there, he's very willing to be that way with his head coach. But is he willing to be like that with anybody above that? Because he's got power, he's got leverage. He's got a contract, but he is the whole franchise right now. And he's on a team that does not take it as seriously as his peers. Lamar Jackson's Ravens, Josh Allen's Bills, and Patrick Mahomes' Chiefs. Those three all take this seriously. They put everything into it. They, whether it's the staffs or whether it's the cap dollars or whether it's total cash, the Bills have been near the top of the league in just total cash spent year after year after year. And it's trading for pieces and building good defenses. And all three, the Ravens are a little bit down on this right now. Actually, where are they in this ranking? But for offensive line play, the Bills and the Chiefs have done a very good job of building offensive lines around their guys until last year. I mean, Kansas City took a step back last season, but they had put in resources into it before. The Bills have done the best job. The trenches, the defense, the coaching staffs, like, they've taken it seriously, and Cincinnati just doesn't feel like it's the same. There's a lot of evidence the points do it's not. They're going through right now with two players on their defense, Trey Hendrickson and their first-round rookie, Shamar Stewart. Nothing. Are they going to be there? Are they going to be at camp? Are they going to be playing in the regular season? Just, it doesn't feel like a serious franchise. It feels like an unserious franchise that lucked into an awesome quarterback who is great, who is savvy, who is a leader, who might not stand for this type of stuff. But for now, I mean, he has, right? But he got his team to at least pay the two wide receivers. The Bengals right now, I still do, with all that being said, do consider them a real threat. Like a real threat, even if the defense is bad. Last year, watching that documentary and being reminded of some of the things that happened in their season. They missed the playoffs by one game. I saw a little of how on earth did a Joe Burrow team like that last year find a way to miss the playoffs? And the answer is not just that their defense was terrible. It's they got so close so many times to winning games and just felt a little bit short. Week one, that was the game in the first episode that I watched yesterday. The Bengals play the Patriots, and they're not playing well. It's a low-scoring game. It's a bad Patriots team. But Burrow throws a perfect pass to Mike Gesicki in the back of the end zone for a touchdown. Would have gave him the lead. And they call it a touchdown on the field. They go to review, and they see, oh, the ball just bobbled out of his hands as he hit the sideline. Didn't complete the process of the catch. That's incomplete. All right, they come back on the field. They're down. Let's run it back. Burrow, they're on maybe the 10. Burrow throws it to the backup tight end, Tanner Hudson, at like the 5. And he is running into the end zone to take the lead. They lose this game 16-10. He's running into the end zone, and just before he crosses the goal line, pop. Punch to the ball, ball out, recovered by New England, and they take it back like 20 yards the other way. Not even a full yard away from walking into the end zone for the lead. And that's how they lose week one. If that guy, Hudson, is one step further ahead, they score a touchdown and they probably make the playoffs. Again, they missed by one game. They lose to the Ravens last year in overtime by a field goal. That's another one that could have gone easily the other direction. And then there's another Baltimore game a couple weeks later where they go for 2 at the end. It's 35-34, last play of the game. And what do? They don't kick the field goal to go to overtime. They just lost the Ravens in overtime. They go this time for, all right, let's go for 2. And they don't get it. And bang, they lose the game. They lost to the Chiefs on that stupid penalty at the end where Kansas City had 4th and long, game on the line, falls incomplete, refs throw a flag, first down Chiefs, they win it. That's 4 games right there that all easily, with like the littlest flip, could have gone the other direction, and that Bengals team with Joe Burrow, with a horrible defense, would have still made the playoffs. So, I don't think their defense got any better. I think their defense is still terrible. That's why I would pick the Bills to beat them. But I definitely look at them as a real threat because I think they got unlucky last year as much as their defense let them down. 803-0550 is the phone number. Lou DiBiase, Locked On Eagles, coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about Philadelphia, the Week 17 opponent of the Bills. Jump ahead a little bit on them. And then in a little bit, we'll get down to the Carolina matchup. Week 8, that'll be at 9 o'clock with Kyle Bailey, with the Panthers being, you know, a little bit of a sparky-looking team this year. A little bit of a comeback last year with Bryce Young. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. This is WGR. Instant trivia. Was just playing around with looking at Burrow's numbers versus Allen in the last 5 years since Burrow entered the league. Josh and Owen, can you guys give me the 8 quarterbacks that have thrown for 18,000 yards in the last 5 years? There are only 8 of them.
Okay. Josh.
He's number 2.
Mahomes.
Number 1.
Burrow.
Number 5. Even though Burrow's missed games.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing I've really discovered here is that Burrow, he's missed a lot more games, especially than Allen and Mahomes. He's still the yardage. I mean, really, it's the defense has been bad. That's right. Why he's put up so much yardage.
Yeah. Is Cousins in there?
Cousins is in there. Hurts? He's number 6. Hurts is 16th.
Yeah.
Ooh. He's only thrown for 14,000. There's not a lot of passing volume.
Yeah,
there.
He just doesn't do volume there.
Yeah. What about Baker?
Baker just misses.
Oh,
in fact, he's
guess,
the
Josh.
First out. He's at 17,200.
Man.
All right. So where are we at here? Am I missing anybody easy, Josh?
So we got
Josh?
1, 2, 4,
You've
and 6.
One, two, five.
Five. Okay.
Burrow is 5.
Oh, Matt Stafford?
Matt Stafford is 7th with 18,700.
Goff in there?
Goff is number 4. Yep. 20,800. He's one of the only 4 to get to 20,000.
Okay.
Who would be 3?
That's a good question. I feel like we're missing. Oh, Brock Purdy.
No on Brock Purdy.
Too
I don't
young?
Think he played enough
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, he hasn't played enough yet.
Yeah, because it's only 3 years for Purdy.
Right.
He's at 9,000.
Yeah.
He's halfway there.
There's no way Russell Wilson's in this, right?
Nope. 16,000.
No. Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure.
Oh, Rodgers.
No.
No.
16,000.
Wow.
Lower passer
that
volume.
That feels stunning to me.
Lower passer even, volume.
He's been bad the last couple years, but he was unbelievable in Green Bay
yeah.
when he was still there.
He also, remember, missed the whole
right,
Jets, one
right.
whole Jets
that's,
year.
That's what it is.
Dak Prescott.
Dak.
No.
Wow.
Dak's missed games.
Who are we missing here? There's got to be somebody really obvious.
Yeah, you're missing number 3.
Yeah, 3
and
is
number 8, and I think that's
me.
It. Number 3, 21,000 yards. It's only 190 behind Josh Allen for
two,
number 2.
Two has missed too much time.
Two has missed too many games.
Lamar?
Oh. Lamar, no.
Really?
15,000. Not enough volume?
Again, yeah. The volume is
this guy
good.
Like set records for the most passing yards like when he entered the league. Like first 2-3 years,
oh, man,
whatever it
is
like
is
most yards after.
Now,
there's probably
Josh.
People screaming at their radios right now trying to figure this out. I got to look at like the divisions to just like
there's nobody for the in the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's nobody in the East.
No. Can't be.
Broke passing records when they got in the league.
Like for
oh, like a rookie.
For a rookie, for like, I think this person has the record, like most passing yards in his first three seasons.
I don't know if this is it, but I think he might be on this list. Justin Herbert.
Yeah, Herbert's number three.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
21,093. Okay. And then number eight is tough. 18,400 yards.
Is this a vet guy?
Yes.
Mm.
It's not Mayfield. You've guessed him. It's not Wilson. It's not Rodgers. It's not Lamar. It's not Dak. It's not Tua. It's not Hurts. You got almost every name like after this list.
Right. Good job, but us.
But not this guy.
Darnold?
Nope. Freshly retired?
Freshly retired. Fresh.
Like 2 months ago fresh?
Fresh.
Who retired 2 months ago that you're thinking?
I'm thinking of Derek Carr, but I don't. That's not an official guess. I don't think he would have anywhere near.
We're not
that.
Limited.
Aren't
Derek
you skeptical
Carr.
Of the, Derek Carr?
It is.
Is it
Derek
really?
Carr? 18,000.
Oh. Come on, Josh.
I don't know.
You said the name, and I was like, "That's probably right."
Derek
no,
Carr.
But he's the only guy that's just recently retired. But I just didn't think it's like the same thing with like the other guys. The passing volume of like.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, is it there on those terrible teams he's been on?
Yeah, you wouldn't think he would have the volume to do it. But, I mean, they're so bad that he's down enough probably
right.
that he's throwing the ball around.
He had two big years with
right.
the Raiders. 4,800 yards in 2021.
There were a couple
like,
years where
that
it was like,
really helped get him there.
Derek Carr is better than you think Derek Carr is.
Right. It was he was on bad teams.
Yep.
So he's just looked at as a terrible quarterback. But
yeah.
He was actually pretty good.
Aren't you skeptical of the guy that says, you know, how fresh? And you're like, fresh.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you go to the fish market, and you know, like it says fresh cod. How fresh?
Right.
Like fresh. They won't tell you how fresh.
That made me go like Phil Rivers. What?
Like, right. Yeah. Because like
fresh made me think way older.
Yeah. Like is fresh this off season or is it? You know.
No. The next closest guy that's retired would be Brady. Brady's at 14,600 in the last 5 years, but didn't get there.
And he's been retired for 2 years.
Most yards per game in the last 5 years.
No.
Highest yards per game in the NFL. It goes Brady number one, Mahomes number two.
He was slinging it for Tampa, man.
Yeah, 292 yards a game. When we come back, let's keep rolling through some of the Bills' opponents this week. Philadelphia is next. Lou DiBiase from Locked On Eagles is on the way here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card.
buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.